This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of your...
Let me give you a few bite-sized chunks of foodie goodness in the name of science. First, milk magnifies women's muscles. Now, there are lots of advantages to carrying a bit more muscle. You feel better and you burn up more energy. Yep, unlike fat, muscle actually burns up extra kilojoules or calories even when you're not using those muscles. For women, a bit of resistance training, or pumping iron as it is also called, will add some muscle in as little as 6 weeks. And it's long been known that taking in some high-quality protein soon after you pump iron will add a little extra muscle again. But what kind of high-quality protein? It turns out that half a litre of flavoured milk is good enough. Milk has protein to grow those muscles, while its sugars help replace the glycogen that came out of the muscle while you were working hard. And here's the double whammy. Those sugars also stimulate your pancreas into releasing insulin, and the insulin helps amino acids get incorporated into your hard-working muscles as protein. A study looked at 20 healthy young women who had not done any pumping iron for the previous 9 months. They hit the gym for 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, for 12 weeks. If they had the expensive sugar-based sports drinks immediately after pumping iron, by the end of 12 weeks, they put on 1.1 kilograms of muscle and lost 0.3 kilograms of fat. But if they drank the flavoured milk, they put on more muscle, 1.9 kilograms, and lost more fat, 1.6 kilograms. Thanks to the cheaper flavoured milk, their body weight hardly changed, but instead got redistributed into more lean muscle and less body fat. So, ladies, go to it. And now for the fellas. Here's some separate advice for you. Yep, future fathers should eat well. We all know that if you are carrying too much weight, you're more likely to suffer various health problems. But now it seems that an overweight father can make a future daughter a diabetic. At least if that man is a mouse. We know that in humans, the global epidemic of obesity is increasing in both genders and across most ages. We're not entirely sure why this is happening. But a recent experiment with mice could give us a hint. The male mice were fed a high-fat diet. And as expected, they became heavier, they increased their levels of fat, and their abilities to deal with glucose and insulin were badly affected. The real surprise was what happened to their daughters, cute little female mice. Even at an early age, the female offspring of the overweight fathers had an early onset of impaired insulin secretion and glucose tolerance. In plain English, the female babies of the fat mice fathers could not deal properly with the glucose in a normal diet. They were heading down the pathway of becoming type 2 diabetics. And as they grew older, their control of glucose became worse. The cause lay in the DNA that the female baby mice had inherited from their fat fathers. The actual genetic code of their DNA was normal, but it had abnormal epigenetic changes. Epigenetics? What's that? Epigenetics refers to how the DNA is read to make a female baby mouse. You can think of the DNA as a kind of architect's plan. The plan to make your house is normal, but epigenetics means that the reading of the plan to make your house is abnormal, so you end up building a misshapen house. In the case of the female baby mice, the changes altered how the pancreas made insulin. In fact, 642 genes that were involved in making insulin now did so in an abnormal way. And as a result, the female baby mice could not deal properly with normal glucose levels. A few tentative experiments suggest that the same thing happens to the sons of fat father mice. But the lesson is obvious. men should keep a healthy diet and weight, not just looking after themselves, but also looking out for the well-being of their future children.
What does it mean? Why is it so?